from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Metallica Song of the Day. If you want to score some tickets to see him at the Rose Bowl on July 29th, and you also want to get in the running to win that Metallica Dodge Charger, well, you're going to be listening between 6 and 6:30 p.m. for Whom the Bell Tolls. For Whom the Bell Tolls is the song to listen for when you're caller 25, when you hear that song at 800-955-5567. You'll get those tickets to the Rose Bowl, and you'll be in the running to win the KLOS Metallica Dodge Charger, all brought to you by Dodge Charger. Don't just drive the lane. Own it with the 2017 Dodge Charger.
What time is that to listen? What time?
That's, like,
6 and 6:30 p.m. this evening. That's when Gary's on the air.
Okay.
So listen to Gary. Yeah, he's got the 520 money on the 20s. Be calling the name out to possibly win some cash. And he's got the Metallica Song of the Day. My God, Gary, show us.
Gary's got everything.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He's the favorite child around here, but that's okay.
He really is the favorite child.
It's fine.
Ari Spears, I've been saying his name wrong this whole time. It's Ari Spears. How embarrassing is this going to be? I thought he was Jewish.
Well, he still could be. I mean,
Ari Spears will be performing at the Irvine Improv this Thursday through Sunday. For tickets, go to irvine.improv.com. Let's get him in here. There he is. How you doing, man?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, what's up?
Good to see you. How you doing?
All right.
Is this early for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It comes with the business,
we're
right?
So used to it. But you're probably used to being up late.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm used to it, but 90% of the time I'm on the road. So when I'm at home, I don't usually get up this early. But duty calls, you know?
You in a relationship?
Always.
I'm thinking that's like the perfect setup is that you're on the road all the time, so that's probably the secret is that you're never home.
I have a relationship with my dealers and my wonderful Jewish lawyers and accountants.
It's all family.
Yeah, it's all family, baby.
We're talking about jobs and jobs that you hate and people are quitting their jobs. Is there a job that you can recall was the worst job you ever had?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to never have to work a real job since I was 13.
Okay, because you started comedy really early,
right? I started at 14, and kind of between 13 and a little bit of 14, you know, I was in Jersey and New York working A&P and little, not, you know, regular minimum wage 9-to-5s, but I started getting paid for stand-up professionally kind of halfway into my 14th.
Did you have to lie about your age?
No. My mother had to come with me, though.
Okay.
I couldn't be in the comedy clubs by myself.
Did you work
her
into the act? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
my mother's a jazz singer and a blues singer. So we come from that stock where she was, if anything, she influenced me to be as raunchy and as wild and as free as I wanted to be. You know, I grew up watching Pryor and Carlin and Murphy and Red Fox and those guys. So I wasn't trying to, at a young age, to do, here's my cute kid comedy. You know, I was Eddie Murphy raw at 14. You know, my first appearance on Def Jam, I had an all denim jean suit with a leather glove and a pinky ring on the outside. I like Eddie Murphy raw with a scarf on, and I just didn't go full leather because I thought it'd been too obvious. But yeah, I was that was me, man.
At 13 years old.
Yeah,
I can't imagine being in a comedy club and a 13-year-old gets on stage and, you know, talking about, you know, his homeroom class and what happened.
Yeah,
it's all funny.
It was awesome, man. And again, I didn't necessarily talk about homeroom.
Right.
I talked about what I knew, which was when my parents' door was closed and Louis Armstrong was playing, Pops was getting it in. Louis Armstrong was one of my first impressions, man, because that's what my father would do. He would send me and my sister out to the store at Pathmark to go grab some Pepsis and ice cream, and then when we come back, the door closed, and you hear potato, I know tomato. Pops is doing his thing, man.
Did you ever get to the second verse of a song, or was it always done by then?
It was always done by then.
Yeah. Never heard a second verse.
I always walked in on the chorus. Yeah.
Harry Spears with us. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv, irvine.improv.com for tickets. Is that a fun place to play?
Yeah, it is. You know, they got three clubs improv. They do the Brea one, the Ontario one, and the Irvine one. And they're all good. But Irvine, I love where it's located. I mean, it's just in the center of everything. So when you go to the club, and whether you before the show or after the show, it's just so much to do around there, the entertainment center. And it's a cool spot, man. I dig it.
Everybody, folks are ready to laugh, too. They're a good audience.
They're a cool crowd, man. Yeah, I love it,
They have no problem with the drink minimum. They're like, minimum? Are you kidding? We're from Irvine.
Right. A lot of Latinos come out. You know, they don't hold back. Cinco de Mayo is every day.
Have you ever played a place where you're like, this is impossible to do comedy? Like a back of a deli and people aren't even paying attention. Like, did you go through that?
We all have our top five best places.
War stories.
And top five worst. One of my top five worst is, I won't say the name of the club, but in Rancho Cordova. That's just, what is the point of that? They should just send an atom bomb through there. You live in Rancho Cordova, man. Like, what are you?
That's how we feel about Colton.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Around here.
The strip club scene out there is, I've seen strippers where their G-strings are sagging.
Oh!
It's not a good look.
That's really how you can judge a community is by their strip club quality.
That's one way. Yeah. That's one way. Certain places, it's almost like being in a pro sports team where you go, okay, Miami, you know, you circle certain days on a calendar, and then it works the opposite. You go, Idaho, you know.
Is there other times when you just don't feel like doing it? You got to get up on stage, or maybe you hit Chipotle, and you're like, I can't do this.
When it's no fun, it is a job. As long as it's fun, it's not work to me. But when it's pulling teeth and the crowd sucks and the city sucks, I wish I had a twin that just knew my material.
We get cloned.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Like Pittsburgh Improv. Oh, God.
Really?
The city, the highlight of the city is the Steelers.
Right.
And they live and die Steelers. So when they're not playing, the football season is over. That city's on suicide watch. There's just nothing to do, man.
So you think that they would be like, we need something. That would be a great comedy town. Like, please give us.
Man. It's sad.
So when a comedian goes on before you, and then he comes backstage and he's like, good luck, man. The crowd is dead. Are you worried about that? Or are you I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. It's a challenge.
Based on talent level, you know that if you're, you know, not trying to sound arrogant, but you know if your talent level is at a certain place, there's something you can do. But still, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Because a bad crowd is a bad crowd. So I don't care how talented
arms
you
crossed,
are. You can feel it. Like I do a joke about being from New York, living in L.A., and having been to Miami. And it's like, I have a sensational appetite for women. And these are three of the sexiest places you could go to. So when you go to Cleveland, it's like, them bitches look like 48th place. As a man, how do you get up for this? Oh, my goodness, dude.
I say the Browns and the women.
Right. I don't like middle of America too much. Like, I always say that you guys I don't want to get anybody in trouble. You have a dump button, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay. So I always go, I'm not a fan of middle of America. Places like Idaho. You only mess with that when you got no more options. And I just don't.
And you put a lot of butter on it. Barry Spears with us, performing at the Irvine Improv this Thursday through Sunday. For tickets, you can go to irvine.improv.com.
I'm just spoiled, man. It's like when you come from a major city like New York, where every other block is just diversity and just women of all beautiful shades and sizes and colors. And again, L.A., this place is groomed for beautiful women because every woman wants dancer, actress, whatever. And then Miami, I don't even call Miami Miami. I call it me mommy. Because if you into Spanish women, it's But then you go to, I remember I was in, what comedy club was it? In Omaha. And I went to a taco joint. And I just had never seen so many women with panties that touch the top of the chest. It was just big bras with gigantic draws. eating tacos, and I just went, this is it. This is the, for every bad broad you see, there are 15 of these are juggernauts. It was just, I couldn't stand it. I was like, it'd be different if it was like, okay, I'm kind of from here. I've never left here. This is all I know. If you're from some small rural town that you've never been outside of, you don't know no better. But when you've traveled and you've seen what life in the country has to offer in all its splendor, I feel bad for people that never traveled. They go, I've lived here my whole life. Like, that's a badge of honor. like, man, get out of your city, man. See the world. It's beautiful, man.
Do you want to take that guy under your wing and be like, we're going to me, mommy?
Absolutely.
You got to see this.
Absolutely. Listen, I try to be as faithful of a dude as I can when I'm in a relationship. But if you've ever, every man, going to Miami is like cocaine in the 80s. And the party is bumping, man. It's hard not to mess up, man. It's hard.
So if you're in a relationship with a woman and she sees your calendar and she's like, oh, he's going to be in Idaho, Nebraska. No worries, no worries. No.
Mm. Oh, she makes Miami. Me take my penis off and leave it at the house.
My
penis
Miami.
Is in a lockbox.
You said you were spoiled with women's, but when you...
What, a big necklace yeah. and a car with $30,000 worth of crap on it.
And at what point did you like, you know what, I don't need any of this stuff?
You know what, man? Probably within the last 15 years.
Yeah.
As you get older, and this is how I know I'm becoming that old man. It's like when I'm in my car now and I see a brother drive by with the loud system, I'm like, man, turn that down. It's just not necessary. Like when I was in my 20s, I had to have where my rear view mirror would shake from the bass. It's like, I'm too old for that. I don't like loudness now.
That happens to all of us.
Like my brother, a lot of times, like back, you know, every now and then he would drive me to the airport, and sometimes I gotta catch these 7 a.m. flights, which means I gotta be there at 6, which means I gotta leave my house at 5:15, and it's like the sun is still dark out and you listening to rap. Like, it's 5:15 and you got Ludacris loud as hell. Man, play some Miles Davis.
Turn that down. Wake up a little bit.
Turn that down.
Ease into it.
Yeah, I can't take that now, and I will put some rims on my car, because rims are like shoes. You get a nice outfit, you got to have the shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So good rims make the car look good, but all that 30,000 stereo system now and
all the jewelry. You're very minimalist now, the jewelry. You got a bracelet.
I still got a, yeah, it's like subtle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I still got I bought this big, actually, and Shaq's jeweler is who hooked me up with this, but I had this big Turkish gold link chain that came down to the stomach with a ram's head, because I'm an Aries and I got this ram's tattoo on my arm, a ram's head medallion with iced out horns and diamonds in the nose, and that thing is sitting in my drawer at home right now. I haven't worn that thing and I don't know how long, and it's so heavy, it's a weapon, and I just, but, you know.
Was that an everyday item that you would get up in the morning
absolutely.
And pick up your...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when you're 20 and you're on TV and, you know, you get a little bit of fame and recognition, you know, you need things to go help bring out the,
right.
You know what I mean? And, and I, 50 Cent said one of the coolest things ever, which, because it was so true. It's like, as a young dude who is kind of semi-famous, you put all of those diamonds and gold on, that attracts the women. They go, oh my God, who is that? That's, and 50 was like, dude, I don't wear none of that stuff no more, because my face is my jewelry.
Whoa.
He's like, I'm, you know, once you get to a certain level, you don't need, if you that famous, this is your bling. You don't need nothing else. This Dang. Is the selling point.
See, Heidi, this is your bling.
This is my bling, everybody. Not a piece of jewelry. Look at me.
It's like pyrite over here. We got fool's gold.
Right. Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Ari Spears with us performing at the Irvine Improv this Thursday through Sunday. For tickets, go to irvine.improv.com. As far as the comedy audience, they're a lot more sensitive now. Like, there's certain comedians who'll bring up Donald Trump. They're like, no, I'm a big Trump supporter. Like, when you go to a club, you got to be pretty much open to anything. Right?
Yeah, they are. And the more sensitive you are, the more I'm coming full throttle.
Yeah.
I don't play that sensitivity stuff, man. And I hate that comedy is becoming so PC, because this truly is supposed to be the last then you left where you're true to be who you untouched. Really want to be and untouched. Right. And it's, which is why I don't do colleges. Because, you know, my managers and agents will be like, man, colleges must eat you up. They would love you because the impressions and all that, they're too sensitive, you know. And it's like the things that they, and plus they don't get a lot of stuff. They're too young.
The impression's too old.
Nah, not that. No. But I mean, listen. If I do a Pac-Man reference, which goes to a very funny bit that I do, and a Thundercats reference, which goes to, which is some funny stuff. It just, you know, I got to do Pokemon, and I don't do Pokemon. I come from that era where boys' cartoons were for boys, not multisexual. You know, Pokemon can go both ways. He-Man went one way. Voltron, G.I. Joe, that went one way. So, but yeah, I don't like colleges because kids, give me smokers. Give me people who pay bills. Give me people that hate their kids and their spouses and, you know, want to create
you're in the right room.
Mass yeah. office murder.
That's yeah. pretty much our audience. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, I like adults, man. I can't stand children. Like I'm slowly realizing about myself, and I know it probably might not be the bad, you know, society accepted, but I'm realizing I don't like other people's children.
Yeah.
If you ain't my kids, I'm gonna boot you. Like, get away from me. I don't like kids, man. They're annoying.
I heard a couple got kicked off of a flight recently because their 2-year-old was kicking the back of someone's seat,
right.
And instead of, like, you know, being nice and PC to the family with the child, they right. were like, no, got to get off the flight.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. I ain't trying to have nobody kicked off, but I just, kids just, I know it's you know, Google Gaga. Oh.
How about a woman baby talking to you? Do you like baby talk from a woman?
If I'm getting laid, yeah. Listen, if the coochie right, I'm going to baby talk. Yeah. I had sex and I cried, man. Right in the middle of it. She just felt tears hitting her back.
I'm about to remember that. I'm crying, baby. I'm crying. Oh, Aries, thank you so much for coming by.
I love it.
Go see him live, Irvine Improv, this Thursday through Sunday. For tickets, go to irvine.improv.
Yes, and just real quick, one show starting Thursday, 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. Thank you, guys.
Follow him on Twitter at Aries Spears.
Pops is getting laid.
You got the bed sounds? You can't do the bed squeaking?
Take him really back home. Some headboard banging.
And I think to myself,
oh, that's magic right there.
What a wonderful world.
And that's where he would start crying.
Let's check out traffic. What's going on, Lisa Mack?